Saturdays right here on the Fuse 94 with 30 days, but if it is April, it has felt like 5 minutes. One thing that I have absolutely loved is the conversations that we have been having on the Fuse, and today is no different. We're talking all about SMEs, and I am joined with Patrick O'Gill, who has accolades beyond. He has been in the industry for 18 years behind the scenes, especially when it comes to business and media. Nation Media Group, CNBC, and even Global Group Media in Chicago is where he's been working and helping as well. He specializes in Forbes Middle East, as well as Forbes Asia, Harvard Business Review, Wall Street Journal, and The Economist, CNBC, NBC. I could go on and on and on. But what I do want to know, first of all, thank you so much for being here, is what exactly is an SME?
SME stands for Small and Medium Enterprise.
Now, the whole world is moving towards a conversation on SMEs and SME links. Let's get into the conference. Walk me through what exactly the conference is about and what should we be expecting.
So the SME Link Conference is a thought leadership conference for SMEs. It's not an expo. It's not the usual generic events that you normally see around. What we've decided to do is host a thought leadership conference for SMEs, where we've invited prolific global subject matter experts to come and articulate the pain points for SMEs. The pain points are normally three. One, access to money. Two, access to markets. And three, access to mentorships. So how the conference themes have been curated is such that the subject matter experts are coming to talk to SMEs about how they need to package themselves to attract funding, how they can be linked to opportunities from a markets perspective, locally, regionally, continentally, and globally. And then most importantly, mentorship. Most of the SMEs don't make it very far for lack of mentorship. This is because if you're not mentored properly, you're not able to manage your resources properly. So that's what the conference is about.
I love that. Let's get into that a little bit more as well, because the way we consume media has changed completely. You know, it used to be radio, TV, maybe theater and film, but now we have podcasts, we have the internet in general. What advice would you give a young SME company or person as well, especially before they come to the conference? What advice would you be giving them?
Well, this is what the conference is about. As a young person who wants to venture into entrepreneurship, I think the conference is very, very important for you, because you're coming to listen to people who ideally you'd not meet every day. These are people who have put together a body of knowledge that has been built over decades. You know, it's like buying a book that has been written. It's taken 2 years to write. It's probably 300 pages. But the person who's writing that book has gone through 5,000 pages of empirical data to be able to condense it into 300 pages, right? Takes about 2 years or 4 years. You buy it and read it in a week. That's what you're talking about. So the conference is bringing together subject matter experts, prolific people from different fields who have a body of knowledge that has been built for a very, very long time. And their expert advice, I think, will be very critical for young entrepreneurs who want to walk the entrepreneurial journey, so that they're able to do the right things. For your information, and this is based on insights from a captain of industry, we are cognizant of the fact that 95% of most businesses that are started in Kenya die after 3 years. They don't go beyond 3 years. You know why?
No.
Because most of these businesses have not been mentored properly. Mm. So one of the reasons why you should come to the conference is you come to listen to amazing subject matter experts who have walked the journey. They have the entrepreneurial scars, right? Whatever they're going to tell you is things that they've done practically. It's not theory, it's not motivation, it's they've walked the journey. So it's as an SME, as a young entrepreneur that wants to walk that journey, you come in to gather insights and perspectives that will help you start a business and grow it successfully.
I love this. If you are an SME and a young entrepreneur, do talk to us on 0701-984-984. You know, very rarely we do talk about the shortcomings and the hustle of being in the hustle. But for now, make sure you do let me know on the Fuse 984 all the questions you have. Take advantage of this opportunity. One Direction right here on the Fuse 984 with Better Than Words. And what is better than words? Of course, action, especially if you are an SME, because we are talking to Patrick Ogilor right here on the Fuse 984. You can talk to us, by the way, 0701-984-984. You will need your phones because there is an app you will be downloading. I'll let you know more details about that in just a bit. But he is the executive director of SME Links International, and they want to make sure that you are making sure your business grows with ease, of course. And he is tech enabled and a tech enthusiast. Let's get back into the conference and walk me through what should I be expecting as an SME.
Great. I want to start off with some statistics. Now, in Kenya, we do have about 7 million SMEs, right? Only 1 million of them are registered. That means something is not right, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. I guess we need to articulate to small and micro enterprises why they need to formalize their businesses, have a bit of structure, so that they get to see the big picture, right? Mm-hmm. Anywho, if you're a small and micro enterprise listening to this conversation, SME Link Conference starts tomorrow in earnest. You can't miss this conference. We've put together an amazing lineup of prolific global speakers, subject matter experts. We're going to talk to SMEs on how they're going to inspire SMEs to connect with the resources and opportunities so that they can scale their businesses. So the conference is split into 3 days. So day one is inspire conversations. Day two is connect conversations. And then day three is scale conversations. And why do we say so? So day one, we have an amazing speaker, our keynote speaker, a gentleman from South Africa, a renowned global business speaker. Venture capitalist. He runs a firm called My Growth Fund, one of the biggest VCs on the continent. He's also an accomplished author of The Magna Carta of Exponentiality and The Lesson from a Black Dragon. He's coming in to inspire our SMEs to think way bigger than they're thinking at the moment. And what he's coming to articulate is the overarching theme of the conference, which is towards a connected global SME marketplace. We are launching a global digital marketplace for SMEs. So what he's coming to do is to paint the picture. How will that look like when SMEs all over the world are connected on a digital platform? They're trading with each other, and they're also being linked to opportunities on a global scale. That's what the keynote speaker is coming to articulate, right? Then we'll get into an ACFTA conversation. We'll be articulating the trade and investment opportunities that are bound within the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. Yeah, under the framework of intra-Africa trade that SMEs can tap into. That's basically day one. On day two, under connect conversations, we have amazing speakers who'll be talking to SMEs on how they can be linked to opportunities on a global scale. So we have a partner in Detroit, Michigan, and the Great Lakes region. He's a co-founder and president of the Global Africa Business Association. He's going to be articulating to SMEs in Kenya and Africa at large on the investment, the trade and investment opportunities that they can tap into in Detroit, Michigan, and the Great Lakes region. How cool is that? Mm. Yeah. Beyond that presentation, which I think is going to be very, very exciting, because most of the time what happens is Africa receives a lot of stuff from the other side. But this time we are flipping the conversation, and we're saying there's a lot of opportunity in the US for SMEs. So this lends credence to the philosophy of our app, SME Link app, connecting SMEs with opportunities on a global scale, right? Then we're going to talk about thriving trade requirements. There's a panel there where we've assembled a bunch of regulators to now talk to SMEs on why they need to be compliant. You remember when I started this conversation, I was talking about formalizing the informal. Mm. So that thriving trade requirements will be able to address that. Then on day three, we'll be talking about all things funding. This is now the money bit. Remember I talked about mentorship,
right?
Markets, the now, money. Under all things funding, what you're saying is all the conversations that we've had on day one and day two are going to culminate into funding conversations, where we've lined up amazing subject matter experts from the private equity world, from the venture capitalist world, angels, social impact investors, and so on and so forth, who will be talking to SMEs on how they need to package themselves to attract funding. For instance, our keynote speaker, Vusi Tembekwayo, who's the CEO of My Growth Fund, is going to do a two-hour masterclass on how SMEs need to package themselves to attract growth funding to scale. Right? That's on day three. A gentleman from Ghana, Eric Osiekwan, who's a renowned startup evangelist, a co-founder of Chanzo Capital, who's already funded 32 startups on the African continent and funded six in Kenya, will be doing a masterclass to articulate to SMEs on how they need to package themselves to attract seed funding, and so on and so forth. And there's a particular panel that we've reserved for banks, mainstream banks, to also talk to SMEs on how they need to package themselves to be able to attract funding from mainstream financial institutions, because it's normally a challenge. Most of them go to the bank for funding and they turn away because they do not know how to package and tell their financial story properly. Other than those conversations, everything then now culminates into what we call the Rhino's Den.
Yes.
The Rhino's Den is an opportunity for SMEs to go through what we call a live simulation. Remember, you've been empowered, the capacity building has happened, but then how do you pitch to an investor so that you're able to attract funding? What the Rhino's Den has done is it's assembled a panel of eminent persons who are renowned in their own space, the authorities in their own space from an investment perspective. They've funded a lot of business on the continent. They know the how. So SMEs, pre-qualified SMEs, are being given a chance to come and pitch to this panel of eminent rhinos, we call them. So that what happens is the kind of feedback you get from them helps you to sort of retweak your value proposition. Or if you have a solid enough proposition, then what they do is they put you on a funding track, right? Remember, post-conference, which is just 3 days, everything else is going to default back to the SMELink.app. The Rhino's Den is going to be a series. The conversation starts at the conference. Then it's going to be a series on the app, so much so that once you started this conversation today, it will keep happening on the SMELink.app until such a time that someone has been able to tweak their value proposition enough to be able to attract funding, and will be more than happy to announce funding commitments that have gone to these people. So that it lends credence to that same philosophy we said, we are linking you with people, resources that are able to guide you on how to package yourselves to attract funding.
Fantastic. In just a bit, we're going to be talking all about the app that you will definitely need on your phone. Don't forget, you can let me know all your questions on 0701-984-984. Let's get the fuse and then back. Let's get the news and then back to the fuse. As an SME, I definitely want to make sure that you take a page from Elton John and say, I'm still standing as well. This is why this conversation is super important. We are talking to Patrick Ogil, who, of course, is helping us understand SME links. We're going to be getting into the conversation on the app in just a bit. But before that, I do want to get into some of your questions. Like Henry, who says, how does he stay standing during, well, not just a pandemic, but as we get into elections? What advice would you give Henry, who's a bit worried as an SME?
Well, Henry, I know elections tend to be chaotic. They tend to disrupt everything. My advice to you as an SME right now is this is an opportunity for you to reflect and see the gains that you've made so far. But most importantly, you need to sort of strengthen your relationships with your current clients, because those are the people who will keep you afloat moving forward. Thank you.
And we have Josephine, who's in Nyeri, so she wants to know, how can she attend the conference? Because it is happening, by the way, from the 20th until the 22nd of April. This is all happening at the Mövenpick Hotel, but she's not here. How can she attend the conference?
Okay, so the good news for you is that we are hosting a hybrid event. It means we will have delegates physically at the conference, but we're streaming, right? So for you to access the content online, all you need to do is go to conference.smelink.app and register for the conference. We have a couple of tiers in terms of pricing. The content is not for free. In the spirit of Easter, I would like to announce that we've extended some special offers. So if you're going to be streaming from any other part of the country, if you're not attending physically, the cost is going to be at 2,500 shillings per day. That translates to about $75 in 3 days. I think that's very affordable. If you really want to catch up with value-adding conversations, value-adding insights that would be pivotal to you transforming your business, then you should be able to stream. Go to conference.smelink.app And then register. Then you'll be able to catch up with the conversations for the next 3 days.
I think that's fantastic. I think that's fantastic because it is also just an investment as well for your business, getting it up and running, getting it right as well with the mentorship that we spoke about earlier. Something else I do want to know, my own personal question will be, is there other subsequent conferences that will be happening, let's say in case I miss this one or I want to stay in touch with my new SME family? Is there a subsequent conference?
Before I answer that.
Yes.
My advice is you don't want to miss this one.
That's exactly right.
But before I answer your question, for those who are coming physically to the event, another offer that we have for them is we are now charging 7,000 shillings daily rate per day. That's another special Easter offer that we've extended, right? Now, to answer your question, first of all, you don't want to miss this conference. However, should circumstances place you in a position where you're not able to come, you'll be able to catch up with most of these conversations on smelink.app that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes, but it's going to be premium content that you would not be able to access for free. But the big picture is that beyond the inaugural conference that we're hosting in Nairobi, we plan to visit other markets. Our 18-month journey for building the platform is to go into different markets across the continent and beyond to build solid relationships with the SMEs in those markets and also get a bit of an understanding of the intricacies and dynamics of doing businesses in those countries. So the next stop after Kenya is going to be Rwanda. Then we'll go to Ghana. Then we'll go to Nigeria. Then South Africa. We'll have an event in Dubai. Then we'll have an event in the US. Our partner in Detroit, Michigan, and the Great Lakes region is going to host us there. Then we'll have the last event in the UK. And we believe that after that journey, we'll have built solid relationships with SMEs in key markets in the world, and the app should now be able to evolve on its own.
And now let's talk about the app. I see some fantastic features such as groups, business directory, people directory, conversations. Walk me through the app, number one, and then number two, also how we can find you on social medias when I have more questions for you.
Okay, great. So SMELink.app is an amazing innovation that is tech enabled. I think it's an application that's very timely. This is a global digital marketplace for SMEs. I think it's the first of its kind. It's modeled around the same platform as LinkedIn, except when you go to LinkedIn, it's the CV of an individual that you see, individuals connecting with each other, you're looking for a job. SME Link platform is more of when you register there, What you're connecting with is businesses that are building their profiles on a digital platform. Why? So that, number one, they can trade with each other. And this has been informed by the fact that every time when an SME wakes up, the key pain points that they have to deal with is, where am I going to get the next business? So we're saying, how about you get into smelink.app? We have an inbuilt questionnaire that will sort of prompt you to build a profile. You'll disclose as much information as possible about your business. And then what happens is on the dashboard, your credibility score keeps going up depending on how much information you're willing to disclose about your business. So then the credibility score is a function of the information about the business, right? Now, our argument is that once you've built an amazing profile on our platform, there's a very high chance that someone who's looking for a product or service in your space would want to contact you because they can see their visibility of the kind of people you've worked with, your track record. You have amazing testimonials. You have people who can vouch for you. So they'll contact you. Now, should a transaction happen and you do a fantastic job, what you're saying is the person who's gotten an amazing service should go back to the platform and give you some sort of props. That then elevates your credibility score and it keeps going up in percentage terms. Right, what that does for you is that anybody else who's seen that you're doing fantastic job would then reach out onto you. So it opens doors for repetitive business for you, so that you getting repetitive business is a function of you having built a reputation for doing the right things. And this is the culture that you want to instill on a global scale. Now, so the basic premise is we've created a platform where SMEs are connecting and trading with each other and building trust and building a reputation, right? The flip side of that story is that if you also do a bad job, we flag you.
Right?
Now, beyond the connecting and trading each other and building the platform, the big picture is that we also want to connect SMEs with opportunities on a global scale. And this is learnings and linkages to money, markets, and mentors. So at the moment, what we're doing is we're busy signing strategic partnerships with resources that SMEs would then be able to tap into. The first partnership we've signed is with an organization called SFA, SME Founders Association, who are the champions of the 3M series. The Money Market Mentor series is a product of SFA. So SMEs that are going to be interacting with the platform should be able to access the services from SFA. Now, what you're saying is this. From a money, markets, and mentorship perspective, We want SMEs to be able to access opportunities regionally, to access opportunities continentally within, in tandem with the Inter-Africa Trade Framework and the ACFTA. And we also want to link them with the global economic value chains. Right?
Okay, we need to get the news and then back to the fuse. So in just a bit, we'll be getting back into this SME conversation. But for now, let's get the news and then back to the fuse. Of course, everything is online, and I do want to know from Patrick how we can find you on social media if we do want to get more information, because the conference will be going on from the 20th, of course, to the 23rd of April, and of course, it's all happening at the Movenpick. How can we find you on social media to continue this conversation?
Great. Our IG platform is SME Link International, at SME Link International. Our Facebook handle is SME Link International as well. Our Twitter handle is SME Link Int, SME Link INT. Right?
Yeah.
That's how you can find us. But then again, to find the platform itself, it's smelink.app. Just type it on your browser, you'll be able to access everything that we are about. My parting shot before you go. Our biggest speaker is in town, Vusi Tembekwayo. Other than the conference, he's gonna be hosting some side events. On Thursday and on Friday. Sell Like a Dragon for salespeople who want to sharpen the selling skills, or if you're a sales leader in an organization and you want to turbocharge your sales team, this is a session for you. 2 hours from about 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Thursday, the next session is going to be a session that is targeted at business leaders who are currently struggling to navigate a tumultuous, business terrain. It's Leadership at the Age of Chaos by Vusi Tembekwayo.
Absolutely fantastic. I want to say a massive thank you for coming in. Of course, if you download the Capital FM Kenya app on iOS and Android, you never miss a moment on the show. You can also catch it on SoundCloud. I'll give you more details after the business news.